From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Department of Health reported 301 new additional cases of the COVID-19 here in the state on Tuesday. There are also 7 new deaths reported as well, including a female in her 60s from Eddy County. That individual was hospitalized and had underlying conditions, that according to the Department of Health. Eddy County also reported 9 new cases of the COVID-19, 25 new cases in Lee County, 21 in Chavis County, and 4 new cases of the coronavirus in Lincoln County. In the back-and-forth battle over indoor dining, the New Mexico Restaurant Association and 5th District Judge Raymond Romero filed responses Monday to a lawsuit that is being heard at the New Mexico Supreme Court. Romero wants the New Mexico Supreme Court to move the case back to his courtroom so he can rule on it. The New Mexico Restaurant Association also wants the Eddy County judge to make that ruling. And in addition to...
Eddy County filed a document making some of their arguments somewhat in support of, similar to what the Restaurant Association was saying.
That's City of Carlsbad spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner, who elaborates that...
As we understand it, and I'm not a lawyer... is now the state will have to file another response Thursday, and then all of those different responses will be considered by the state Supreme Court.
Hobbs police have a male suspect in mind who walked into a medical clinic on Monday and wrote a bomb threat on a piece of paper. Police reports indicate that the man went into a doctor's office at a Hobbs clinic where he then wrote bomb threat, bioterrorism on a piece of paper and then left the building. The investigation continues. President Donald Trump will visit the Permian Basin today for a campaign fundraiser in Odessa, followed by a tour of an oil rig at the Double Eagle Energy. White House officials said the president will be delivering remarks to members of the energy industry at the oil rig. The visit comes at a time when the president is trying to secure the Texas vote. Recent polls show that Trump and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden within single digits of each other. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.